wine of divine grace is limitless. All faults come only from the faults of the cup. Moonlight floods the whole sky from horizon to horizon. How much it can fill your room depends on its windows. Grant a great dignity, my friend, to the cup of your life. Love has designed it to hold love's eternal wine. Before gardener or vine or grape existed in this world, our soul was drunk with the eternal wine. We proclaimed, I am the supreme reality in the Baghdad of the spiritual world before Al-Halaj's condemnation and death on the gibbet. Before the universal soul became the world's architect, our life was happy in the wine shop of divine realities. Our soul was like the universe, our soul's cup like the sun. The universe was drowned in the light of the soul's wine. O life of the soul, since you have a house in every atom of this world, why doesn't the dust of the road sing? Why are stones shut down? Why does poison taste terrible? Why do thorns pierce? Why does anger flame into violence? Why are nights black? One day in the garden of your face, I couldn't keep from being amazed at how during your reign a thorn could still be a thorn. Has he, I thought, out of self-jealousy masked his own face? Does he sustain this otherness so others cannot glimpse him at all? Or is it that the world's eye is so cancered over, so darkened, it can see nothing, nothing at all, of the tenderness of that radiant face. How could the soul not take flight when from the glorious presence a soft call flows sweet as honey and whispers, rise up now, come away. How could the fish not jump immediately from dry land into water when the sound of the water from the ocean of fresh waves springs to his ear? How could the hawk not fly away, back, back to the wrist of the king, as soon as he hears the drum the king's baton hits again and again, drumming out the signal of return? How could the lover not start to dance, turning on himself like the atom in the sun of eternity, so he can leap free of this dying world? Fly away. Fly away, bird, to your native home. You have leaped free of the cage. Your wings are flung back in the wind of God. Leave behind these harsh and stagnant and marshy waters. Hurry, 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 O bird, to the source of life. The lamps are different, but the light is the same. So many garish lamps in the Dying Brain's lamp shop. Forget about them. Concentrate on the essence. Concentrate on the light. In lucid bliss, calmly smoking off its own holy fire, the light streams towards you from all things, all people, all possible permutations of good, evil, thought, passion. The lamps are different, but the light is the same. One matter, one energy, one light mind, endlessly emanating all things. One turning and burning diamond. One. Ground yourself. Strip yourself down to blind, loving silence. Stay there until you see you are gazing at the light with its own ageless eyes. There is one thing in the world which you must never forget. If you were to forget everything else and remembered this, then you would have nothing at all to worry about. But if you were to remember everything else and then forget this, you would have done nothing with your life. It is as if a king sent you to a country to carry out a particular mission. You go to that country, you do 100 different things, but if you do not perform the mission assigned to you, it is as if you have done nothing. All human beings have come into the world for a particular mission, and that mission is our singular purpose. If we do not enact it, we have done nothing. Now, if you were to say, "Look, even if I have not performed this mission, I have, after all, performed 100 others," that would mean nothing. You were not created for those other missions. It is as if you were to buy a sword of priceless Indian steel, such as you usually find only in the treasuries of emperors, and were to turn it into a butcher's knife for cutting up rotten meat, saying, "Look, I'm not letting this sword stay unused. I'm putting it to 1,000 highly useful purposes." Or it is as though you were to take a golden bowl and cook turnips in it, while for just one grain of that gold, you could purchase hundreds of pots. Or it is as though you were to take a dagger of the most finely wrought and tempered steel and use it as a nail to hang a broken pitcher on, saying, "I'm making excellent use of my dagger. I'm hanging a broken pitcher on it, after all. It is not standing useless." How absurd and how sad that would be. When you can hang a picture on a nail that costs only a few cents, what sense does it make to use a dagger worth a fortune? The poet says, "You are more valuable than both heaven and earth." What else can I say? You don't know your own worth. Do not sell yourself at a ridiculous price. You, who are so holy and so valuable in God's eyes. How long will you move backwards? Come forward. Don't stray towards disbelief. Come to religion. In grief, see gentleness. Come towards gentleness. return at last to the origin of your own origin. Although you may seem to be the child of Earth, you are the child of the pearls of certainty, the faithful guardian of the treasure of divine light. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. When you have tied yourself to detachment from yourself, know you'll be sprung free of your I and escape that prison with its thousand traps. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. You are of the race of Adam, the Sultan of God, but you've lowered your eyes to this bad world and satisfied yourself with meager scraps. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. Although this world has you still in its thrall, in your heart, you are a hidden treasure. Open now your inner eyes, the eyes of love. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. Poor cupbearer, the wine of the invisible, the name and sign of what has no sign. Pour it abundantly. It is you who enrich the soul. Make the soul drunk and give it wings. Come again, always fresh one, and teach all our cupbearers their sacred art. Be a spring jetting from a heart of stone. Break the pitcher of soul and body. Make joyful all lovers of wine. Ferment a restlessness in the heart of the one who thinks only of bread. Bread's a mason of the body's prison. Wine, a rain for the garden of the soul. I've tied the ends of the earth together. Lift now the lid of the jar of heaven. Close those eyes that see only faults. Open those that contemplate the invisible. So no mosques, no temples, no idols remain. So this or that is drowned in his fire. Heart, you are lost. But there's a path from the lover to the soul, secret but visible. Worlds blaze round you. Don't shrink. The path's secret, but yours. Run forward. The way will spring open to you. Be destroyed, you'll be flooded with life. Humble yourself. You'll grow greater than the world. Yourself will be revealed to you without you. Total reversal. This world becomes ghostly. This sun, a ghost sun to your sun. Pale with terror and awe, I stagger between dimensions, fleeing my shadow. Thank you.
was track number one from the spoken word version of Rumi Symphony by Hans Christian from Magnatune.com. Did you know that for $299, your happiness can be guaranteed? Well, at least on our music library site.
If destiny comes to help you, love will come to meet you. A life without love isn't a life. God doesn't take it into account. Every second that unravels far from love is a source of shame before the Lord. And when you leave this house at last, you'll only be able to carry what weighs nothing. Time that passes in the torment of love will reveal itself, tender as the patience of a father. And the poverty you are ashamed of now will be for you an honor in the other world. Although the bitterness of patience is suffocating, it'll become, in the end, a wonder of joy. And when the lion of the spirit escapes his cage, he will run towards the fields of splendor. And when he descends from this donkey's carcass, the king of the heart will be a king of rapture. Only spread out the hem of the robe of effort, a rain of gold will pour from heaven. Whoever doesn't show himself humble today will tomorrow be humiliated like Pharaoh. Whoever isn't transformed like the rose into rose water will be cast like thorns into the fire. There is a window between heart and heart. They are never separate like two bodies. Two lamps may not be united in their form, but their light merges into each other. No lover ever searched for union if his beloved is not also seeking him. The love of lovers makes them thin. The beloved's love makes them full and shining. When the lightning of love for the beloved falls from heaven and strikes this heart, know that love is also firing that heart. And when the love for him brims over in your heart, know that love for you is also brimming over in his. Can the sound of clapping come only from one hand? When a thirsty man moans, "Oh, water, oh, delicious water," this thirst that is in all our souls is the water drawing us always to it. We belong to it, and it belongs to us. Each moment, from all sides, rushes to us the call to love. We are running to contemplate its vast green field. Do you want to come with us? This is not the time to stay at home, but to go out and give yourself to the garden. The dawn of joy has arisen, and this is the moment of union, of ecstasy, of vision. Oh, King, master of this time, awaken from your drugged sleep. Straddle the horse of joy. It is here the moment of our reunion. The drum of the coming true of promises is beating. The pathway of heaven is being swept. Your joy is now, and what remains for tomorrow is ash. The horses of day have put to flight the armies of the night. And heaven and earth are full of the purity of the divine light. You are my soul, my universe. What do I have to do with the soul and the universe? For me, you are ever-flowing treasure. What do I have to do with profit or loss? One minute I am the friend of the wine, another the friend of him who burns me. I have come to this age of ruins, so what do I have to do with time's melodrama? I am terrified by the whole world. I am sprung free of the whole world. I am neither hidden nor apparent. What do I have to do with existence or space? I am drunk on union with you. I need and I want and I care about no one else. Since I am your prey, what do I care about fate's bow and its arrows? I live at the bottom of the stream. Why would I go looking for water? What could or would I say about this stream that flows and flows and flows? I have given up existence. Why go on staggering under the burden of this mountain? Since the wolf is my shepherd, why put up with the pretensions of the shepherd? What abandon, what drunkenness. You hold the cup in your hand. Blessed, blessed is the place you are, and glorious to the eye of the heart. Each atom by your grace is a universe, each drop of water a soul, and no one who has ever had a sign from you need worry again about name or sign. To find the place of splendor at the bottom of the sea of truths, you have to dive. You have to dive head first. What do I have to do with feet that scurry? With the sword of the one God, you have hacked a path for us. You have stolen all my clothes. What will I give to the tall man? From your beauty, a blaze like the sun, from the curls of your hair, my heart has become ecstatic. Oh, my soul, hand me this brimming cup. Do not weigh pain and misery. Contemplate love. Contemplate friendship. Do not mull over tyranny and neglect. Think of all those who have their eyes fixed on you. Surname all grief, grace. Transmute pain and anguish into joy. And ask from joy all happiness, all security, all peace. Demand that security. Demand that peace. Demand them. And choose the company of those withdrawn in love. Listen, listen to those who open a path to you. Listen, and don't say a word. The intellect says, the six directions are limits. There is no way out. Love says, there is a way. I have traveled it thousands of times. The intellect saw a market and started to haggle. Love saw thousands of markets beyond that market. Lovers who drink the dregs of the wine reel from bliss to bliss. The dark-hearted men of reason burn inwardly with denial. The intellect says, do not go forward. Annihilation contains only thorns. Love laughs back. The thorns are in you. Enough words. Silence. Pull the thorn of existence out of the heart fast. For when you do, you will see thousands of rose gardens in yourself. Oh love, oh pure, deep love, be here, be now, be all. Worlds dissolve into your stainless, endless radiance. Frail living leaves burn with you brighter than cold stars. Make me your servant, your breath, your core. Love does not live in science and learning, or in any careful order of pages and letters. Whatever people chatter about is not the way of lovers. The branches of love are in pre-eternity, its roots in the post-eternal. This is a tree that does not exist on any supports of heaven or earth. We have dethroned reason, and we have imprisoned desire. For the majesty of divine love cannot live with such fools and their habits. So long as you hunger after anything, what you long for will be an idol. When love decides to love you back, you will no longer exist. All sailors totter on planks of fear and of hope, but when planks and sailor have vanished, what remains but drowning? Shams of Tabriz, you are sea and pearl. The mystery of your being is the secret of the Creator. My soul, the first time I saw you, my soul heard wonders from your soul. And when my heart drank water from your fountain, it drowned in you, and the river swept me away. There's no cure except the retreat into love for the suffering of subtly afflicted hearts. See the friend directly, or burn in longing for him. What does the whole world matter apart from that? To arrive at last at the vision of the friend, keep your soul prostrate before the image you have of him. Stay standing before him like the foot of a lamp. A thousand graces are poured out to the noble. In this contingent universe, you are powerless. When will you find the origin of time? When physical vision has transcended space, another sky opens to the eyes of the soul. Your body is a saucepan, the soul its food. Place this pan on the fire of divine passion so its flames can make boil the truth within you. Then you won't need anyone else's poems or teachings. You yourself will know the value of your state of soul. Give me ecstasy. Give me naked wonder. O my Creator, give birth to the beloved in me, and let this lover die. Let a thousand wrangling desires become one love. This ring of desire I wear is the seal of Solomon. I know I have it only on loan, so I never take it off. The years of repentance are over. A new year has come that shatters and destroys a thousand regrets a day. If you never knew this vertigo, this mad spring will make you totter. Oh, love, you are the universal soul, crown and jail, all at once. At once the prophet's call and our lack of belief. Love, you have created us with thirsty hearts. You have bound us to the source of splendor. For you my thorns have blossomed, my atoms embraced the worlds. Contemplating in my leaping atoms the universe makes my days stagger and sob with wonder. Look, the wine is in the green grape, existence in nothingness. Joseph, I beg you, see in your pit the crown and the kingdom. A thorn that has not blossomed cannot illumine the field. How can a being made of water and clay find life if divine breath does not itself kindle it? Clap your hands again, and know each sound has its origin in the wine's own self-surrender. Be silent now. Be silent. Spring is here. The rose is dancing with its thorn. Beauties have come from the invisible to call you home. Give me ecstasy. Give me naked wonder, O my Creator. Give birth to the beloved in me, and let this lover die.
You've been listening to track number 2 from the spoken word version of Rumi Symphony by Hans Christian from Magnatune.com. Are you enjoying the music on Magnatune? For only $299, these commercials could go away and you would have access to all our downloads. Give it a try. Happiness guaranteed.
All things. I am mastered totally by love. By my passion of love for love, I have been ground sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I will be blown next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself a liar and a fool. What is any of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere, his massive resurrection. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometimes love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me to the ground. Sometimes love swings me round and round his head. I have no peace in this world or any other. The lovers of God have fallen in a furious river. They have surrendered themselves to love's commands. Like millwheels, they turn day and night, constantly turning and turning and turning and crying out. Is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love. A man started to break up the earth with a spade. A fool came and shouted at him, "Why are you ruining the soil? You idiot," the man cried. "Go away and don't bother me. Understand the difference between destruction and growth." How could this soil become a rose garden or wheat field before it's broken up and ruined and made ugly? How could it become orchards and harvests and leaves and fruit before it is utterly destroyed and worn down? Before you pierce an abscess with a knife, how can it heal? And how can you regain your health? Until the doctor purifies your humors with his cures, how can your illness disappear and true healing arrive? When a tailor cuts up a cloth piece by piece, does anyone go up to him and strike him and say, "Why have you torn up this beautiful satin? What can I do with scraps of torn up cloth?" Each time the builders come to repair an old building, don't they begin by destroying what was there before? Look at the carpenter, or the blacksmith, or the butcher. With them too, you will find destruction precedes renewal. If you don't subject wheat to the grinding millstone, how will bread ever come to decorate your table? Our master spoke one day to a nobleman about mystical truth. He said, "In the state you have attained, you have become gold. Now you must transform even more of yourself into gold. You have to come to a time when you will enter into the furnace, begin to boil, and offer yourself up for hammering on the anvil of mortification by the blows of the coiner, so you can become a ring worthy of Solomon or an earring that could adorn an emperor. Most of the seekers you see are just imitators. They will become authentic when they dare to enter the hearth of love, and when they endure on the anvil of patience the blows of misery and suffer impossible situations. Then, after many ordeals, they will find purity and will become the mirror of God." Whatever the blow that arrives from heaven, wait to receive a robe of honor afterwards. My beloved is not a king who thrashes you and then does not give you a crown and a throne to rest on. The world is worth less than the eye of a mosquito. Yet for a single blow, there is infinite reward. Take from your neck now the world's gold collar. Receive with no protection the blows God sends. Didn't the prophets receive blows on their necks? That pain is what forced them to hold their heads high. Never abandon your innermost core, even for a moment, so the beloved will always find you at home. Otherwise, he'll remove his robe of honor and say, "I came to see him myself and found no one in me." Since love has made ruins of my heart, the sun must come and illumine them. Such generosity has broken me with shame. The king prayed for me and granted me his prayer. How many times, just to calm me, did he show his face? I said I saw his face, but it was only a veil. He charred a universe through the flaming out of this veil. Oh my God, how could such a king ever be unveiled? Love reared in front of me, and I followed him. He turned and seized me like an eagle. What a blessing it was to be his prey. I plunged into a sea of ecstasy and fled all pain. If anguish is not delicious meat to you, it is because you have never tasted this wine. The prophets accept all agony and trust it, for the water has never feared the fire. Grapes of my body can only become wine after the winemaker tramples me. I surrender my spirit like grapes to his trampling, so my inmost heart can blaze and dance with joy. Although the grapes go on weeping blood and sobbing, I cannot bear any more anguish, any more cruelty. The trampler stuffs cotton in his ears. I am not working in ignorance. You can deny me if you want. You have every excuse. But it is I who am the master of this work. And when, through my passion, you reach perfection, you will never be done praising my name. Suffering is a treasure, for it conceals mercies. The almond becomes fresh when you peel off the rind. Oh, my friend, staying in a cold, dark place and bearing patiently the grief, weakness and pain is the source of life and the cup of abandon. The heights are found only in the depths of abasement. Spring is hidden in autumn, and autumn pregnant with spring. Flee neither. Be the friend. Accept desolation. Hunt for the life that springs from the death of yourself. Dancing is not rising to your feet painlessly like a whirl of dust blown about by the wind. Dancing is when you rise above both worlds, tearing your heart to pieces and giving up your soul. Dance while you can shatter your own self and pluck out the cotton from the wound of self-obsession. Ordinary beings dance and frolic in the square. People of God dance in their own blood. One day in your wine shop, I drank a little wine, and I threw off this robe of my body, and I knew, drunk on you, this cosmos is harmony. Creation, destruction, I am dancing for them both. The whole world could be choked with thorns, but a lover's heart will stay a rose garden. The wheel of heaven could wind to a halt, but the world of lovers will go on turning. Even if every being grew sad, a lover's soul will still stay fresh, vibrant, light. Are all the candles out? Hand them to a lover. A lover shoots out 100,000 fires. A lover may be solitary, but he is never alone. For companion, he has always the hidden beloved. The drunkenness of lovers comes from the soul, and love's companion stays hidden in secret. Love cannot be deceived by 100 promises. It knows how innumerable the ploys of seducers are. Wherever you find a lover, on a bed of pain, you find the beloved right by his bedside. So mount the stallion of love, and do not fear the path. Love's stallion knows the way exactly, and with one leap, love's horse will carry you home, however black with obstacles the way may be. The soul of a real lover spurns all animal fodder, and only in the wine of bliss can his soul find peace. Through the grace of my beloved Shamsuddin of Tabriz, may you possess a heart at once drunk and supremely lucid.
You just heard track number 3 from the spoken word version of Rumi's Symphony by Hans Christian from Magnatune.com. Thousands of albums, imagine, all yours for just a flat fee of $299. It works out to just pennies per album. You won't find a better deal anywhere in the world.
I have come to a desert where love appears. Everything impure there has found total purity. What could coral be worth beside the price of the soul? See how a sun appears to an atom. There are thousands of locks, each vast as heaven. A few letters in the shape of a key open them all. My heart is like a vast tablet of light. An ocean of agony drowned it again and again, but it became a warrior after being martyred 100 times. I venerate each one of the waves of this ocean. I'm at once the feast and the disemboweled victim. I'm the slave of a fish that comes from the sea. Each drop of this sea clothes a form that appears. Each form carries the name of a saint or mystic. O my soul, enter and purify yourself in this boundless ocean where one drop engenders 1,000 graces and visions. The swells and storms of destiny imperil every ship, but in this sea of peace, all find safety at last. God, be satisfied with your lovers. May the death of lovers be holy. May your beauty be a feast for them. May their souls burn like incense in your fire. O beloved, you have spilled my blood with your own hand. May that same hand also bloody my soul. May anyone who says, "Save him from love," have his prayer chased from heaven. On the path of love, the moon dwindles and disappears. May this dwindling from love become a fullness. Others demand a respite from death, but lovers cry out, "No, let it come fast." Heaven is made of the smoke of hearts that burn away. Praises, praises to all those who are burnt away. Cupbearer, pour the wine. Let it flow and keep flowing. I am sick of swinging between hope and fear. Shatter thought. I want nothing to do with it. Tear from my heart all unstable imaginings. Hack from their chains the shameless joys of passion. Dance into our assembly, beloved. Unveil your face. Scatter graces with each swirl of your robe of flame. Look at these madmen dancing out of themselves for you. See how they've stripped themselves of the rags of time. Even to detachment the heart can be attached, God knows, for the heart is a net spread for misery. Transform my heart to a placeless place of safety. Carry it into the mountains where it dies into you. Come quickly. My body's tired of this country. Make it drunk, set it free, call to it, come quickly. Offer me a cup, overflowing with the wine of wonder, so I can no longer tell my head from my feet. Don't give me bread or water or peace or sleep. Thirst for you is blood money for 100 souls like mine. Today, my beloved, you have swept me to your table. Let me stammer and stagger at the glory of your feast. News has raced through the city. Today, today's the day of joy. You are an ass if you want anything but God, a sad and crazy ass trying to get fat on ash. Know that the grass of ash dirties the mouth that eats it. And remember always what the prophet said: stay away from the green of filthy places. Beloved, I am far from the grass of the ash pits. I am far from the houris of the gardens. I am far from pride, far from vanity. divine majesty. The thought of a final beauty leaps like a deer in my heart, like the moon racing up the sky, like a lily lifting its head suddenly from the river grass. See, all the world's images are running to your image, scraps of iron drawn by a magnet of light. Diamond becomes stone before you, lion small flowers. The sun before you shrinks tinier than any atom. In you this whole world blazes now, like Mount Sinai. Each of its atoms foams over with fire water. Each soul becomes Moses, lost in the vision of God. Each creature is soldered to you and its own origin, laughing at nothingness and clapping its own miracle. Each leaf opens fresh and bright. Each atom is singing its discovery. Acceptance is the key to happiness. Grace is the door to the peace beyond the mind. Define and narrow me. You starve yourself of yourself. Nail me down in a box of cold words. That box is your coffin. I do not know who I am. I am in astounded, lucid confusion. I am not a Christian. I am not a Jew, I am not a Zoroastrian, and I am not even a Muslim. I do not belong to the land, or to any known or unknown sea. Nature cannot own or claim me, nor can heaven, nor can India, China, Bulgaria. My birthplace is placelessness, my sign to have and give no sign. You say you see my mouth, ears, eyes, nose. They are not mine. I am the life of life. I am that cat, this stone, no one. I have thrown duality away like an old dish rag. I see and know all times and worlds as one, one, always one. So what do I have to do to get you to admit who is speaking? Admit it and change everything. This is your own voice echoing off the walls of God. This entire world is the form of universal reason, which is the father-mother of all lovers of the divine word. Be ungrateful towards the beloved, and nothing can change. Make your peace with your beloved. Abandon disobedience. And this world's water and clay will appear like a gold carpet, and resurrection become your immediate experience, and heaven and earth be transfigured in your eyes. Since I'm always at peace with my Father, the world always appears like a paradise to me. At each moment, a new form and new beauty appear, and their glory dissolves all fear and boredom. I see the world radiant and brimming with magnificence, the waters constantly flowing from the springs of heaven. The sound of these waters is always enchanting my ears, my deepest mind and consciousness, real with bliss. The branches of the trees dance for me like penitents. I see leaves everywhere, clapping their hands like musicians. The mirror's shining seeps through its velvet sheath. Imagine the blaze when the mirror itself appears. The second you stepped into this world of existence, a ladder was placed before you to help you escape it. First, you were mineral. Then, you transformed into a plant. Then, you became an animal. Then, you changed yet again and became a human being, endowed with divine consciousness, reason, faith. Look at your body, made from dust. What perfection it has. And when you have gone beyond being human, you will, without any doubt, become an angel. You will be done with earth, and heaven will be your home. Go beyond even that angelic condition. Dive again into God's boundless ocean, so your drop of water at last transforms into the sea. Thank you.
That was track number 4. From the spoken word version of Rumi's Symphony by Hans Christian from Magnatune.com. Did you know that for $299, your happiness can be guaranteed? Well, at least on our music library site.